You're listening to a University of Kentucky College of Arts and Sciences podcast. Ahmad Hidayatullah, Connor Appleman, and Devin Wilson are first-year Wired students. During early December, they're organizing Study for the Cure, a Keeneland Hall study-a-thon that will raise money for the Kentucky Children's Hospital.
Right. I'm Connor Appleman. I'm originally from Mason County, and I'm a freshman biology major.
I'm Ahmad Hidayatullah. I am from Lexington, Kentucky. I am a chemical engineering major.
I'm Devin Wilson, a freshman from Paducah, Kentucky, and I will be studying psychology.
Yeah, so are you all Wired students?
We are.
Yes. Yes.
All three of us. Cool, so you're a freshman this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I mean, Wired brought the three of us together, and that's how we got connected and, you know, we're able to, within the centralized dorm, to get together and talk and meet, like, all the time and just discuss it in the various places they have in there.
And Wired has endowed us with so many resources. Like, we stand out because we have the iPads. Something that people may not know is we also have access to computer lab. We have access to multiple classrooms within our own dorm. And so being able to have classes with people that also live in your dorm makes it so much easier to collaborate.
How long has this been in the works?
I say, what? I mean, it kind of since the beginning of the year, the idea was there.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of developed from there. It's more seriously in the past month that this has all been coming together.
I really talked to a couple of my peers, and really Devin and Connor were the two that stuck out, because Devin's the president of Keeneland Hall, and he said, you know, I'm really interested. I want to work with, you know, needy children. And I said, you know, it'd be perfect for that. It's the Children's Hospital. And luckily, Connor, who's service director of A&S Wired, he's also interested in working with children because he wants to be a pediatrician. I said, that's perfect. Yeah, luckily, my research mentor for undergrad research, he said, you know, my husband happens to know someone who's in, you know, the Children's Hospital. He's well-connected. And I said, you know, maybe he can lead me to the direction of someone who would help me. And indeed, he did. And so, yeah, we're lucky enough to have their support.
And who can participate? Just Keenelanders?
For right now, something we noticed was that there's a very minuscule divide between the A&S Wired and the just typical Keenelanders. So we thought a good way to, you know, initiate some fellowship among the two would be to let them know that basement's yours, what all those classrooms are yours, these resources are to make you successful as well.
So if somebody wants to participate, do they need to sign up with you or just show up?
It's just kind of a show up, you sign in, you stay, you study, and then record how long you were there, and you sign up. When we started this, we didn't really have a lot of time at all, and the Wired directors were, like, really, you know, generous in helping us raise the funds for this one.
So, yeah, our final goal really is $2,000, raising $2,000. Dr. DeWall and Adrian McMahon, they've already said, you know, maybe, you know, we'll help you with the getting the sponsorship.
Is this going to be just a one-time event, or do you think you're going to do it more in the future?
This is kind of like our fledgling. This is like our pilot, really, and we're actually hoping to expand it in the future. We're going to see, you know, what's going well with this, what we did right, what we can improve on, and hopefully one day we're actually thinking about expanding it campus-wide and including more people, because, you know, just trying it within the parameters of just a single hall, the Wired community and Keeneland Hall, and then maybe one day, you know, moving it out to Whitehall, moving it bigger scope, having more people involved, raising more money, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but this is, I mean, not really practice, I mean, because I'm obviously very invested in this, but, you know, this is a great start, I think.
I think this is something that we can be easily repeatable, and as we get more experience, we can get down to a science, so that we'll be able to have, you know, have a list of people to go to for donations, have a list of people to go to that will participate.
And I think a lot of that is, we have so many resources, right, that we want to share it. You know, we don't want A&S Wired to be known as, oh, the kids with the iPad. That's just one part of it. It's really a minuscule part, and we're trying to showcase that, yes, we are invested in the community, just like the community is somewhat invested in us.
So you're going to do this for all of Dead Week? Or
2 days. Okay, 2 days. December 4th and December 8th.
3 p.m. to midnight. So food will come in, you know, every 2 or 3 hours, and hopefully the magic will last the whole 9 hours.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the College of Arts and Sciences and A&S Wired for making this podcast possible. Study for the Cure will take place on December 4th and 8th from 3 p.m. until midnight, and is open for all Keeneland residents to participate.